Aukerville River is the name of an indie rock band based in Austin, Texas. They say their name comes from a story by a descendant of Leo Tolstoy, and it's a real river outside St. Petersburg. But rather than drawing on the gloomy traditions of great Russian novels, the band explores the primal violence sometimes heard in folk tunes and blues. NPR's Ned Ulaby has more.
Will Sheff grew up on the grounds of a New England private school. He comes from a long line of teachers who imparted a passion for stories and words. Sheff started Aukerville River after dropping out of a creative writing program, but not before learning to ask certain questions about the characters inhabiting his songs.
I start thinking, you know, who are their parents? Where are they from? What's at stake? What do they want? What are they afraid of? What's happening in this particular moment of this song? What's going to happen after the song's over?
Black sheep boy, blue-eyed charmer, head hanging with horns, from your father, oh.
The character driving Aukerville River's latest work is the Black Sheep Boy, an enigmatic figure made popular in a 1967 song by Tim Hardin, an acclaimed singer and a heroin addict who died at age 39.
I'm the family's unknown boy, golden curls of envied hair, pretty girls with faces fair, see the shine in the black sheep boy.
From this single tune, Aukerville River's Will Sheff extrapolated a dark, loosely knit song cycle spanning not one, but two albums.
If you love me, let me live in peace. Please understand that the black sheep can wear the golden fleece and hold a winning hand.
I kept thinking about this song, and suddenly I just wrote this sequel to it, which is So Come Back, I'm Waiting, which is like a 9-minute long sequel to a, you know, 1 minute and 45 second long song.
Come back to your life on the land. Come back to your old black sheep man.
Sheff initially envisioned the adventures of Black Sheep Boy as those of a misunderstood prodigal son and the tortured souls he meets in his wanderings.
They just kept coming. I couldn't stop. And then I started getting really excited about forgetting about the idea of the black sheep boy as this, like, somebody who does wrong and knows they're doing wrong and doesn't care. And then I was like, what if the black sheep boy is just a monster, just like a half sheep, half human, like, monster? You know, maybe I can just make a storybook kind of thing out of this, like Grimm's Brothers fairy tales, you know, where you can really get dismembered and you can really lose your loved one forever and there's a monster outside the door.
Some nights I thirst for real blood, for real knives, for real cries. And then the flash of steel from real guns in real life really fills my mind.
While Will Sheff seems to draw from the same sonic palette as Nirvana, he freely credits an endless stream of murder ballads and story songs that fill folk music, songs that plumb the dark side of the American character. Music critic Allison Stewart says Aukerville River's complex storytelling rewards bookish listeners.
You can hear a song 20 different times and still find little clues and little things that you missed in it. That's what people like about them. It's like deciphering a puzzle when you listen to their lyrics.
The puzzle of Aukerville River's music is built partly on a tradition of repurposing, or sampling, that's been part of music probably since the beginning of time. Just think of John Henry, a song interpreted by innumerable musicians.
And it's not like they went to grad school to come up with that idea. You know, it comes very naturally to people. And I think in this age where we think really strongly in terms of ownership of ideas, you know, which is good, one of the casualties of that is that we forget that ideas belong to everybody and the culture belongs to everybody. And we're all free to modify it, subvert it and pervert it and rework it.
Will Sheff is making a pointed reference to the number one issue concerning his industry today, copyright and who owns music. Sheff describes himself as a political musician, but he works in allegory, not polemics. Jonathan Myberg holds a PhD in ornithology, the study of birds. He also plays accordion and keyboards for Aukerville River.
We have at least one song that I think of as very satisfyingly political. It's called The War Criminal Rises and Speaks. And it's not a message song.
Now he's rising and not denying.
The song's story concerns an officer who killed a village of children, apparently in Vietnam. But Myberg says such threats lurk in any war.
I think it feels relevant at any time, but it sums up a situation that occurs over and over and over again.
I mean, we live in grotesque times.
Singer and songwriter Will Scheff.
We live in disgusting, frightening times, ugly, ugly times. And I guess I thought maybe I could try to make a work that was ugly and grotesque and frightening, but had like a sort of sense of excitement and a sense of heart, and was not negative, that had a sort of passion and play and joy to it somehow.
That might help Scheff reach a broader audience, says music critic Allison Stewart. And maybe the band is trying. She finds it significant that Aucrerville River concluded the Black Sheep Boys song cycle with an upbeat track.
It's just a really sort of jubilant song, and I think it's very interesting that he chose to end the album with a song like this. I think it may be his way of trying to say that they're going to go in a new direction in the future.
Take my sword from the slaughter.
Aucrerville River has earned generally glowing reviews from critics, who nonetheless habitually compare Will Scheff's voice to that of Connor Oberst of the band Bright Eyes, which Scheff, to an extent, disputes.
We both sing in the same range. We both have a really hard time staying in tune. We both have really crummy voices. And that's the similarity.
Scheff says a bigger problem is the hard-to-remember name of his band, which he found in a story by Tatiana Tolstoya. She's a great-grandniece of the author of War and Peace. Scheff says Aucrerville River's fans appreciate obscure references and wordplay, and he's tickled when they mock his Baroque tendencies.
The funniest is when people call it Overkill River. And we were like, we should just change the name of this band to Dirge Overkill.
Aucrerville River's message board has turned into an unexpected forum for world literature fans. A recent post about the Tolstoya short story generated a slew of enthusiastic responses and recommendations for other writers, including Knut Hamsun and Haruki Murakami. Go figure. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.
There's much more music from emerging artists and many old favorites, too, on All Songs Considered, the web-based music show at our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.